This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yeah, hey, welcome America, that's right. Welcome to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. You are listening to the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA, along with my sidekick and co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. She didn't have to go far, because if you was listening to last hour, she was the guest on Home Talk USA, so basically, she just had to switch chairs. But you're in the chair now, Rita?
I am. I'm in the right chair now.
It's like musical chairs. Okay.
Well, you know, when your music plays, I always want to get up and dance around my chair. So
that's right. So we want to make it fun here, and that's what we're trying to do. But hey, welcome, Rita. Wow, we've got a lot going on, got some trade shows going on, you want to talk about this particular segment of the Invent America show. It's something, our guests, our topics, it's something that it's never been done before, so why don't you explain that to our audience?
Well, I'll get inventors who call me up, and they'll be telling me about what they think they're going to file a patent on and going to market, and I'm thinking, oh, let me ask you a few questions first. And when we get down through it, it's like, you know, when you tell me it's never been done before, there's a lot of times that we do find it. It may be in another country. But just because there's not a patent filed or a product that you can find, a lot of times someone has tried that. And so we want to be able to help those inventors out there at a very early stage make better business decisions by saying, you might want to move on to your next idea. Because this one has been, even though it's not in the marketplace, there's a reason why. It's not a very good idea.
Yeah, that's true. Because I never forget, there was about 10 years ago, a guy came up with something that had to do with measuring wood, you know, to cut it. And it just wasn't a good, because you could buy multi-purpose rulers to do that. It's a type of ruler, but it was just when I saw it, it was like, but he invested $40,000-$50,000. Somebody could have stopped him and said, hey, you know, but you're right, some of the ideas might be not there yet, but maybe it's there's a reason why, you know.
Exactly. I had one gentleman, he came and he had a company out there, one of those scoundrel ones that we've talked about, file a patent for him. And when I looked at it, all they had were renderings. He could not afford to do a prototype. And it was a toothbrush that in the handle, it was broken into two parts. One you could fill with water, and one you could fill with toothpaste. And then you could travel with it like that. It's like, ooh, and no. One, there was only enough water in it for one use, but you'd put enough toothpaste in it for a week. And, you know, every time the water drained out of it, now you'd have to have a source of water, which you could have actually just used a water fountain and a cup where it would have been clean. And so it's like, you know, there's a reason why this doesn't work. And when he actually then got a good search done, there were several times it had been tried, but it never made it to market. And there is a reason. So, you know, what we do is we try to work inventors through, and I try to say, all right, go here and ask these
testing,
questions.
Testing, one, two, three.
And that helps them so that I'm not saying, you know, that's a really bad idea, but they're able to talk to other professionals who are going to tell them, it's like, we saw this, someone tried this 10 years ago. You know, this wouldn't work here because. So then they're hearing it from a professional in their industry as opposed to, you know, me when I tell them, you know, there's a reason why this should not be patented or in the marketplace. And it carries more weight when they're hearing it from a professional in their industry.
Yeah, great job. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the guests again, you said.
Yeah, our first guests are Ted and Lori Garcia. They are professional artists, and they have had a lot of ideas, and they're going to walk us through kind of their steps of going from, you know, dozens of ideas kind of all over the place to what they feel are the three that have the most potential. And then we've got David Screen on. He's been a guest before on different topics. His company sells over 100 products. And some of them he's invented himself. They are all with the automotive industry, so he's very focused. And so what we want him to share with us today is kind of his selective process on what he says, oh no, that's not gonna, you know, that's not gonna fly. Because he knows the industry, and that's, you know, I had a lady years ago that said, well, I've developed a product for having a house off the grid. I said, well, what's your background? Did you go to engineering? Are you in, you know,
it's maxed out
power
right
company?
Now.
No, I'm a homemaker. It's like, go here and check
the far
this.
Right is.
And she called me back and she goes, yeah, okay, well, that's not going to happen. I've, you know, there's a thousand of other people that have already done this and they're further along than I am. And I said, way to go.
Let's
move
see.
On to your next idea. But it saved her thousands of dollars and heartache thinking that, you know, she could do this. So I look for things that are in people's, their own warehouse, kind of their own industry. Then our third guest is Michael Miller, and he has seen this from the same angle that I have, where he's actually reviewing products and telling somebody, although by the time they were going to see Michael, they had already spent their money on patents and prototypes, and he's got to be able to tell them, you should not have done this. At least when they're coming to me first and saying, I can say, go here and talk to these folks, and they can say, no, that should not be done, and you just saved 50 grand.
Wow. I tell you, not to say that I've been blessed to host this show and came up with the idea along with you, and but man, it would be a travesty to have a technology that's really good, and due to a financial situation the mistakes, that technology cannot get to market. That's the travesty of it, because you can waste a lot of money. I mean, there's a cost to making mistakes. That's the bottom line, right, Rita?
Yep, absolutely. I had a gentleman that called me Friday afternoon and told me he was already having prototypes made. I go, have you had your search done yet? And he goes, well, no. I said, have you talked to a registered patent attorney? Well, no. Well, you know, so that engineer that's making that prototype is more than happy to redo it and fix any mistakes because of patentability.
Yep.
But you get to pay the bill again.
Yep, that's right. Well,
and
hold on, Rita.
To avoid.
There's the music. Got to step away. All right, we're going to take a short break right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. You're listening to Invent America, part of the Home Talk USA radio program, along with my co-host, my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Ms. Rita Crompton. Don't forget to visit our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. Catch the stream, catch the partners, upcoming guests and topics. Oh, by the way, if you do have a guest or topic, very simple. Just send me an email or a text, but you better email me at MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Tell me a little bit about the topic, and I'll do some research, and if it meets our criteria, we'd love to discuss that topic on this show. Hey, let's face it, this is your show. That's why we do this, to educate you, to guide you, advise you on your home improvement projects. I am the Cajun Man, alone with Miss Rita Crompton, the Inventor Lady. We'll be right back. Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com.
one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. That's right, this is the Invent America show right here on the Home Talk USA radio network. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com and also the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Rita, I tell you, I would make a comment right now and kill some time, but hey, we got a big show. You got a lot of guests and a lot of topics. So who's our first guest?
Our first guest, Ted and Lori Garcia. They are from Evergreen, Colorado. They've had their own business together for 25 years. And Ted is a fine artist and illustrator. Lori works as a graphic designer. And they have had a series of ideas over the years, and we're going to talk to them about how they have, you know, broken it down to, so, you know, the topic is, you know, it's never been done before. Maybe there's a good reason. And so I specifically asked them to kind of share their story with us. And so, Lori, you know, thank you for being with us today. And one of you, let me know kind of, talk about how you came up with so many ideas, and then what process did you do for your own research?
Well, over the years, you know, we always think of things that could help or improve our lives in general and stuff that we kind of make up ourselves thinking, wow, why don't they sell this in the stores? And so many times we have thought over and over about certain ideas, and the next thing we know, we see it on the shelf in the store. And it gets really frustrating. We're like, why don't we follow through with some of our ideas?
Yeah, I know. I understand. I had a lady call me, and she said, my grandson came up with that idea for putting lights in the soles of the tennis shoes. I want you to go after this company, you know, and sue them because he came up with it first. It's like, did you file a patent on it? Well, no. Did you tell anybody about it? Well, no. Well, then it doesn't really count as coming up with it first because, you know, it wasn't really out there. So, yes, I understand. I hear lots of inventors say, oh, I came up with that idea, and that's kind of what spurs them on to taking their next step is saying, okay, I've seen, you know, some of my ideas get to market, and now I want to do it myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got pretty far back in the day. I'll let Ted take over his process.
Okay. So, Ted, tell us about the process.
Well, when we first started into this, it was in the mid-90s, a long time ago. So I would go to the library and search through the files that they had there for the patent office. And then here more recently when we were starting to look for, make sure that we're not doing somebody else's idea, I'd go online and look at the USPTO and see if I could find there. But, you know, everything's kind of limited on what I can do.
Yes. And I've heard a lot of people complain about the USPTO is a very difficult animal to navigate. And so, you know, when you go through there, the thing a lot of people don't realize is that they want to search by keyword, but the USPTO is classified like a library. So you go into categories, classifications that you're looking through, and sometimes that's a tough one to navigate. But when you go through, there's a 2.5-year blind spot at the USPTO. So even doing that then, you know, can still leave you exposed as far as, you know, what's been out there. But it's a good place to start. That in the Google search, all right, there's a lot of times that videos show up and they're talking about people's different ideas. But you've narrowed down now dozens of ideas to your first three. So what were the criteria that you were looking for?
Pretty much trying to start simple. We want to, you know, do it or learn as we go. And so we kind of narrowed it down to the most simple top three ideas that we had.
The most economical to create.
Yeah, most economical to create that would, you know, pretty much we think cost the least to produce or manufacture. But we would like to go into the licensing first just so we can kind of learn the process and what it takes to get a product out there as well.
Mainly because, you know, we really don't want to give all of our time into patenting and just working on one project. You know, we would like to, we've got a lot that we'd like to put out there.
You've got kids. You've got a life. Yeah. You're artists, all right, both of you. And it's, you know, you live in Evergreen, so you're out in the forest. So you've got things that are going on besides just taking one product. You've got multiple products you want to get through there. And so picking the one that you've got that's got the biggest market potential, picking the one that, you know, is going to be the least expensive to manufacture, those are all really good things, especially for a new inventor just getting started.
Correct.
Exactly. So we're kind of learning as we go here and taking it step by step.
For a lot of inventors in your situation, you know, they do want to license it. They want to get it into the hands of the professional that's going to make it, sell it, and send you a check. You get to go on to your next idea. And, you know, there's a lot of inventors that have wonderful ideas, and they just, you know, keep kicking them out the door and letting somebody else. The one gentleman that did Post-it note. All right, don't we wish we would have come up with that one? But he's a classic example of doing exactly this.
Exactly. We actually had one product that was somebody. I registered it, but it didn't. I didn't follow through with the patent, and somebody picked it up and ran with it, and it's in all Targets and stores around the nation.
Every time we see it, we get more frustrated, more of a desire to follow through with stuff.
Yeah, don't you wish you would have been the guys that invented that little white plastic thick thing that fits inside of the pizza box?
Exactly.
You know, they sold millions of those back in the day. He was from Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
We're jealous, yes.
Yes, no kidding. And sometimes those little things are the ones, you know, the couple, it was a couple that invented the little individual creamer pack that you tear the top off that you find in all of the coffee shops now.
That was just
a couple just like you guys. Okay, so you are going to be the next time I talk to you. You're going to be going after that patent and getting those products developed, and I look forward to working with you. We are getting ready to take a break. Thank you so much, Lori and Ted, for being with us today. And we want to... If you're an inventor out there and you are ready to be on the radio show, please go to the Home Talk USA site, the InventAmerica.info site. Fill out the form. It will drop right into my email box. If you're in the process and you need a new service provider, call me. Shoot me a text message, an email. I am happy to answer questions for you. But join us here on Invent America. And for all you guys listening out there, stick with us. We've got another guest coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News update. A shooting at a high school football game in Choctaw, Oklahoma has left one person dead and three others injured. Choctaw Police Chief Kelly Marshall says it happened during the third quarter of a game between Choctaw and Del City High Schools.
We have a huge amount of people to talk to, anybody that could have witnessed it. We have students, we have band members, things like that that we need to get their names, talk to them. Did they see anything?
A 16-year-old boy died. The three other victims were treated at a hospital and released. The Price is Right game show host Bob Barker has died at the age of 99. His spokesman Roger Neal said in a statement, it's reported Barker died at his home of natural causes. The 60th anniversary march on Washington is drawing thousands to the nation's capital. Civil rights groups are marking Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic 1963 march on Washington with a rally Saturday at the Lincoln Memorial. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. If you feel like you have missed one of our episodes, please go to inventamerica.info. You can find all of the topics there, and especially if you are an inventor and want to get caught up on one of the topics. Everything is listed with all of our guests and their websites. So our next guest today is David Streen. David has got WedgeLife, one of more than 100 products that he's got on his website. And he is very qualified to help new inventors make better choices and avoid the costly pitfalls. So, Dave, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Great.
So you've got lots of products on your website, and how do you decide which products to patent, which products to just sell?
So if money was no object, I'd say patent everything and protect everything, you know. But since it isn't unlimited in my world, I really have to be selective on what I'm going to patent. And because I can use that same budget towards marketing and be first to market, which may sell a lot more products. For me. So if something, especially if it's a short-lived product that's only going to be viable for a year or 3 years or something, I won't mess with the patent process. If it's something that is going to serve a large industry for a long time, that's when I'm going to start looking to go down that road, because it is a lengthy process, as you know, to get full-blown patents and stuff. But they've made it, with the utility, provisional patent, I get confused on these sometimes. You can get some protection right away so that you can get to market with some protection and see if it's going to be as good as a home run as you think it's going to be or hope it's going to be. And then if it is, you've got a little over a year to apply for the larger patents. So you can save some money and some time by
taken that quicker route.
You know, and that's one of the things that, we will do frequently is that, you know, we'll get somebody, they file the provisional patent application. It's 12 months is all you get with it. But then they'll go to, like, the National Hardware Show with us to test the marketplace. And if they're getting then good feedback, people are excited about it, they know to go ahead and take the next step. And you were dead on when you said, you know, certain products have a very short lifespan. The one we see frequently with the shortest lifespan is an app.
Yeah.
Because technology changes so fast. And so they say, oh, you never file a patent with an app, you know, or for an app. And yeah, that's a tough one. Now, if you've got a software or an app that is working with hardware, it's a different set of analysis. Because that's going to last longer. It's like, you know, the doorbell that now rings on your phone and stuff. So it's got some hardware that goes with it. Tools, the tool patents last almost the entire lifespan before something comes on board. So really looking at the technology and how fast it changes is critical. You were dead on with that.
Yeah. And it's also something to be aware of is even if you're not going to do the patent process, make sure you do the due diligence to make sure that what you're bringing to market isn't already protected by somebody else's patent. I see a lot of inventors go down that road where they do all the R&D, they get it fully, you know, built and promoted, and then they find out that somebody else owns the patent rights to their to something that they just developed. So doing that prior art search can save a lot of headaches in the long run.
Exactly. I know people will ask me, well, you know, what does prior art mean? And we use public domain as well. You know, if it's in the public domain, you know, you don't, well, what does that mean? It means if it's out there and we can find it, it is part of the public domain. And a lot of inventors, they don't realize that. But getting a cease and desist letter is not a fun thing to get.
No, exactly. Especially if you put all your eggs in that basket.
I know, right? You know, we've got SearchQuest patents that will do that patent search and product search. And it's $499 to get that comprehensive worldwide search done. And I've had inventors say, oh, my God, that was the best money I ever spent because this product has been done about three different ways in three different countries. And so I'm going to move on to my next idea.
Yeah. And the other side of the coin to what I mentioned earlier is I try to now only develop products that are worthy of being patentable because I'm trying to play a little bigger game and stuff. So it's if I kind of look at a product and say, it's not really worth the time and money to patent, well, then is it really worth the time and money to bring it to market? And sometimes it's a yes still, but it's just another filter to kind of look at my products that I'm bringing to market and scrutinize them a little bit more carefully.
So what are there other criteria that you use in determining which ones to go ahead and file the patent on and take to market and which ones you just let go?
And a few of mine I've let go. So I've learned that when I develop something that's too unique, it's just too much of an uphill battle to explain it to people, what it does, what the benefits are, and everything else. So with the wedge light, for example, it's everybody in the automotive industry knows what a window wedge is. Spread the belt molding on the door open so we can get locksmith tools down there or dent repair tools down there or anything. So anybody that uses a wedge already knows what it is. So adding the feature that it lights up, they see it, they get it, they want it. Whereas other products, nobody would have, even professionals wouldn't have any idea what this thing is until I explain it to them. And that costs a lot of time and money in marketing to explain what it's going to do for them. So
exactly.
I don't know if I'm explaining that well, but if they see it and get it, that's one to proceed with.
If it's a better way of doing something, if it's a better widget, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
If you're solving a problem that nobody knew they had, now you've got to pay a lot of money to teach them they have this problem, and then you can sell them the thing to solve the problem. But that's a tough road. But the better widget is the better thing.
Perfect. Yep.
And so I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Your insight is always valuable, and we will have you on again. And for all of our listeners out there, we want to thank the GCN Network for having us. And we want to encourage you to go to the InventAmerica.info website, get caught up on some of those back episodes, and fill out the application to be on the show. It is free for all of our inventors. So join us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. If you are an inventor out there or you know an inventor out there, who's got a product that would do well at the National Hardware Show, which is basically the big box show, anything that would go at the Home Depot, Target, Walmart, and they would like to go as an inventor, please have them get in touch with me. Our next guest is Michael Miller. He's been on several times with us before. He is our industry expert. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Rita. Thank you.
So our topic today, I know this got a good laugh from you when I talked to you last week, is it's never been done before, and there may be a really good reason. And so I know that over the years, you have just seen a lot of things out there. So share with us a couple of those experiences where an inventor showed you something and you think, oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. One comes to the top of mind right off the bat, and that would be a toilet seat lifter. And I'm sure everyone's seen on toilet seats, there's a little round little knob on the side of the seat. Honestly, you won't find those in the stores. Some of the companies have added them to the toilet seats. And I literally would see two, sometimes four of those a month that people were looking at trying to move forward with. It's just something not really needed in the marketplace. So there's products like that out there.
I'm sure there are many products out there. And you know how many different products that I have seen are how to pick up, you know, dog leftovers in the yard.
It's absolutely.
You know, how many different
many,
ways
many
do you pick up dog excrement? You know, you pick it up, you put it in a plastic bag, you throw it away. The disposable, you know, the bags that are, you know, friendly bags, environmentally friendly, that's a good thing. But on the other hand, how many different ways do you need to pick it up? So when I see one of those come in the door, it's like, you know what, unless it's going to run around like a robot and do it for me, I've already got it covered with a plastic bag.
Absolutely right. And there's an awful lot of products that people look at. For instance, they go, wow, how come my shower is not putting out enough water? Well, there's regulations regarding how much water can come out of a shower. And so there's products like that that from a regulatory standpoint, you can't invent around that. So, there's a lot of that.
Yeah. So for an inventor, you know, somebody just getting started, give them a couple of hints on what they should let go.
One of the very first things that you should do as an inventor is it definitely would help you to go in and talk to the associates at the stores. Go to the Lowe's, the Home Depot's, the Walmart's, and many of those stores have, and Ace is another great one. A lot of times they hire retired builders, industry experts, plumbers, construction people, I mean, all different walks of life, and talk to them about, you know, you could talk around the product or the type of solution that you might have, and they'll give you a pretty good idea whether that's something that is looked for in the marketplace or that would be a great fit in the marketplace.
Yeah, when I'm talking to an inventor early on, you know, they haven't put as much money into it generally because I'm talking to them frequently before they file the patent. And so I can help guide them some. But how do you tell an inventor when you see something and you just know it's not going to make it? How do you guide them?
How do you guide an inventor
when you know, when you see their product and you know that they've just put tens of thousands of dollars into it, how do you guide them and say, you need to stop?
You know what? In many cases, I will actually go and do like a Google picture search right then and there. And because I already know it's going to be out there or It's not really something that's going to be needed, and then share that with them immediately, and just let them know, you know, this is going to be difficult.
Yep, I did the same thing a few years ago. I said, you might want to buy that one on Amazon for $24.95. It's going to be a lot faster and a lot cheaper.
Yep, I just had an inventor a couple days ago. That was exactly it.
Yep. So, anyway, Michael, thank you so much. I hear that music playing. We've got to go pay some bills, and we will get you on again. Thank you.
No problem, Rita. You have a great day.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's Mosquito Beater Water Soluble Pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's Mosquito Beater products. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide Mosquito Beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com. one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. This is Invent America because America invents. We want to thank you for being with us today, and so many thanks to Genesis Communication Network for taking good care of us. And to our sponsors, Kicker Design, if you need a manufacturer's prototype and manufacturing, they're the guys to go to. And if you're just in the beginning stages, CAD Design, he will help you get that first rapid prototype done and get you teed up. So anyway, we have got great service providers, patent attorneys. If you need anything out there, you let us know because we are here to help you. If you are an inventor and you would like to be on the show, please fill out the form. We are always looking for inventors to join us on the radio show. It's free. The form is on the website. Invent America says, do you want to be on? The answer is yes. Your information will fall right into my email box. And again, sign up for the National Hardware Show and join every weekend here on Invent America, part of the Home Talk USA family. And thank you to our Cajun contractors.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.